Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's been a minute since I talked to y'all. Welcome to another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Rail. It's definitely been a minute. I know I'm supposed to have been dropping every Fridays, but you know, life happens, and you gotta take a step back a little bit. But I got some great news, real quick. As many of y'all know, I work for Xfinity, so I install cable and security cam. So there's a place called Surf's Up in DeKalb, which y'all know here in Chicago, there's restaurants here called Surf Up. So the owner of that restaurant is a married couple. The owner of that restaurant is also Cowboy's manager, the rapper Cowboy. So, he's opening up a restaurant in DeKalb. So I installed two cameras for him. We ended up talking, whatever, and he got on the subject like, yeah, you know, I'm a manager of Cowboy, and I do this and X, Y, and Z, and woo off the bam, you feel me? So I was like, yeah, man, you know, Comcast, this ain't the end of my road for me. I got a podcast. He was like, man, that's crazy, because I used to work for your company as well. And, I used to, you know, do cable, do everything you're doing. It was about 20 years ago, whatever. And, we related to that. But when I brought up the podcast, you know, he was like, yo, look, you got my number. I want you to utilize that. You know what I'm saying? I want you, you know, when you start perfecting your craft, I want you to, hit me up. You know, you can interview me and my team, you feel me, and we'll promote you, and this, that, and the third. Like, yo, that was an amazing feeling for me to meet somebody who's low-key and successful, and the man is only 37 years old. But, like, that was just a moment. Like, he told me, he gave me a lot of insight and key things about my future in podcasting. Like, he was like, you know, I don't know if anybody told you this, but the way your voice is and your personality, and I don't even know you, but your personality, you fit being on air. And like that, yo, that was amazing for me because of who he is and what we were talking about. But, you know, everything that he instilled in me for my future in podcasting, y'all definitely finna see it. But, you know, we'll jump into today's episode. Funny thing, like, for real, y'all, I was just recording this, and I literally had a fucking phone call in the middle of this shit, and, excuse me, and it pissed me off, because when you get a phone call, it cuts your podcast, it cuts your recording off. So this is my second time recording, and I was halfway through it, you feel me? But now I know, right now, since I'm using my phone, I gotta put this shit on Do Not Disturb. So that's what the hell I just did. So whoever the hell calls me during the next 20, 30 something minutes, y'all asses is assed out. But today's episode, it would be, I'll be kind of talking about stimulating the brain and shed a little bit of light on doers versus thinkers. I was reading something last night about unlocking key points, unlocking brain power. Because if y'all seen the movie Lucy, it kind of showed the stages of unlocking brain power. Now, none of that is really going to happen, you know, when you unlock certain, you know, parts of the brain. But it was just interesting to read that and to see that movie and to it get you to thinking like, oh, this is what happens when you unlock, you know, parts of the brain. So I was reading, this was like 7 steps. Like 7 basic functions to kind of like open up and stimulate your mind. Number 1 was get out of nature. Now, what's hard for this for black people, because we don't like nature. There's a lot of us that don't like nature. We don't like being outside in the fucking woods. Excuse me. We don't like being in the woods. We don't like dealing with bugs. We don't like snakes, spiders, scorpions, anything that stings, bugs, or crawl, we don't like it. So that's natural for us not to like those type of things. So although it's hard, I feel like do it. Nature is a beautiful thing. I like looking at it on TV. Like I'll watch certain nature shows sometimes or whatever. I like paintings. You know, I think those are amazing. And but to see it firsthand, it gives you a different perspective. Now I have been out in nature because I used to be a Boy Scout when I was a kid. I never wanted to do it, but it was something new that you know, my parents ended up getting me into, and it brought me a bond with few of my homies that I'm still cool with today. And it's been 20 years and I'm still cool with people. I got family out of that. And the things I experienced, you know, I'll talk about that later, but the things I experienced was just amazing. But nature is something it would be hard for black people to adapt to unless you're a nature type of person. But I encourage everybody to get in tune with the nature, because there's a lot of things you can learn with that. You know, it's a lot of key to survival when it comes to nature versus, you know, living this city life and eating all the foods that we eat. So definitely encourage everybody to get in one with nature. Like you know, I like it, but I don't see myself now at 29 trying to be all up in the wild. But, you know, to each of his own, do it. Number two, engage in brain training that's thorough. So what I got out of that is read a fucking dictionary. Learn new words, learn big words, little words, whatever. Just learn something new out of a thesaurus or a dictionary so that way you can expand the way you talk. You know, ain't nothing worse than a hood motherfucker going to a business meeting and saying hood ass shit. Funny thing, anybody and everybody that know me know that I don't like big words. Like, you can't use a lot of big words around me because I'm going to look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I do know some words, and I do know how to use some words in ways that it make it seem like I'm super intelligent. Now, I ain't trying to fake out a motherfucker, but it makes you feel a certain way that you know how to use this word in the right context. So I think learning new words does not hurt at all. It definitely helps, you know, because you could be looking at something or reading something, they say certain words, and you're like, what does this mean? You have to go back and read it or look it up, whatever. Now, step three is hard because of this day and age. But if you're a 90s baby, you should not have a problem with this. But step three is don't rely on machines like computers and technology, phones. Now, I'm from an era where phones and computers were just coming out. You know, I mean, they was out in the 80s and everything, but they were progressing in our era. But to each of his own, we were able to go outside. We were able to read books. We were able to actually learn things on our own without these type of things. Like, we couldn't just go to a computer and search, look on Google and learn anything, because I don't even think Google was around at the time. I think it was just AOL and maybe Yahoo. No, it was Ask Jeeves.com was around. But I think it's easier for us at, you know, the 90s babies to adapt to not wanting to rely on technology. It's harder for, like, our kids, because they grew up in the technology world. So all they got is phones, tablets, and computers, and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give you a perfect example of what technology does to you. Technology nowadays keeps us lazy. Now, for those who know me, knows I worked for Xfinity. And when I install these new cable boxes, you feel me? We give them the new remotes, right? So we were trained to train customers on how to use the remote, right? And this is what baffles me all the time because it's so ridiculous. We train them how to use the entire remote, what every button does and the function, right? When all of that gets cut out by the use of the voice command. So with the new remotes, you got the voice command. So it don't matter what I just told them, what each button on this remote do, because you minimize all of that by using the voice command. Like, you could change the channel by using the voice command. You could press it and be like, hey, turn the channel 3 Fox News, and it changes to it. And it also changes to the HD version automatically, so you don't have to learn what each channel number is. Remember back in the day, you had to, you know, you had the physical TV guide, or you had to go scroll through the guide on the TV or scroll through each channel to get to, you know, whatever channel, and you started learning them and you started adding it to your favorite, the favorites button and stuff. You know, that we had to read and search. But now it just got so lazy and got to the point where we don't have to do none of that. So that's a prime example of trying not to rely on machines. Like, I always say the best knowledge is self-knowledge. And this ties into step 5. But reading books, you know, is something that we should get more into to learn more things. I have a problem with that because I don't like reading long things, but I'll get into that in a little bit. But it's kind of hard to wing away from technology because technology is something that we use all the time. But I will say that there's no technology on this earth that's smarter than the human mind. People could fight me over that, but they could argue all they want, but it took the human mind to create the concept of the technology that we have today. You feel me? Like the Watson. The Watson is considered the most smartest technology thing that we have out here. But who created that? Man created that. The human mind created that. The human mind, collectively, groups of people, their human minds came up with this concept. They came up with the drawings. They came up with the technology. They came up with the blueprint to create such a thing. So there's nothing out here that's smarter than the human mind. You know, we learn what we learn with our eyes. And by reading and storing the knowledge and doing the things, tests, trials, errors, you know, all that we learn ourselves. It wasn't no damn computer that taught them that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, technology to me is always hit or miss. Because as quickly as it went up and went on the rise, it could quickly turn around and fail for us and goes bad. You know, that's why us who work for Xfinity keep a job. Because, yeah, technology is what it is today. Yeah, we install it today. But hell, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 4 years from now, 2 weeks from now, it may go bad and have to come back and redo the motherfucker. So it's like, technology, you know, it is what it is, but without the human mind, it would never be what it is today. Number 4 is learn. When you learn things, learn until you master it. And then after you learn that task and you master it, start a new one. I don't have to harp on this one too much because it's pretty much self-explanatory. You know, just like growing up, you learn your mathematics. You learn your ones, twos, and threes, you know, the multiples of ones, twos, and threes, and you graduate to 4, 5, 6. You graduate all the way up to, you know, 10 and 11s and beyond. So it's similar to anything else you learn in life. Once you learn one thing, you learn that, you get good at it, you go on to the next. You know, like for me, when I started Comcast, I was just doing all cable. I got real good at cable. My numbers was great. I moved on to security cameras. So, you know, when I was at my last job, I started off small, building a little bit of things, and I started building towers and bigger machines. You know, you just learn and master things. You know, just master each craft that you do. Don't ever stop at one thing. Try multiple things. master it. Get good at everything that you want to do, especially if you're a tech-savvy person, especially if you're a hands-on person. And even if you're a person with just hella brain power, learn a whole bunch of stuff, you know. It never hurts because, you know, while you're here on this earth, utilize your brain. Maximize it to the max capacity that you can. Number five is what I was talking about, the books. Join a book club if you must. I don't like books. I don't like reading. I don't mind books, but I don't like reading past 20 pages. So it's hard for me to want to learn if you can't sum up what the fuck you're trying to teach me in 20 damn pages. If you got a 100-page book that explains multiple things, I'm not going to read it. I can't do it. If I can't just pull it up on my phone, this is hard. This is bad because I'm using technology. But if I can't go on my phone and scroll to like maybe through 2-3 pages of whatever, and you know, it goes beyond 10 pages, I'm not doing it. If it's a book and the answer is going past 10, maybe 20 pages, I can't do it. It's hard for me to stick to that one thing, because at that particular time where I want to read something, I'm reading it. And I won't, if I put it down, I won't pick it back up and read it. So I myself have to get into the habit of reading books, because books are informative. You know, a lot of people put their time and effort into writing these things for us to learn multiple things. So I feel like it's great if everybody decides to pick up a book and read and learn. That's the only way you can grow. The best knowledge, again, is self-knowledge. So on your own will, your own self, go read some things. Number six. Now, this ties into my Boy Scout days. Try new things. At Robert Morris University, for all those that know me, knows that my black ass took up sailing. Black people don't like water like that. But I took it up. That was something new. My manager at the time, I used to work in the kitchen, he was the coach. He's like, hey, why don't you come do it? Try it. Give it a try. He's like, can you swim? Yeah. Can you float? Yeah. All right, we'll bring your ass over. So we went down to the yacht club one day, and the first test was jump in Lake Michigan and swim all the way to the end of the dock and swim back. Now, that was dumb. Now, the only reason why I got good at swimming is because I took up Boy Scouting as a kid. My parents never was like, hey, let's, you know, take the kids swimming and no shit like that. But with Boy Scouts, we've done, especially as a black community in Cabrini Green, we took up shit like swimming. And my Uncle Leon used to motivate us so much. So we used to go to this pool over there on over by the library behind my church in Orleans, over by the Raw Houses and shit. We used to go up in that that little school, I believe it was. We went into that pool, and that pool is very long. It's long as hell. But we used to go to this place called Owaspe in Whitehead, Michigan. The pool, I swear to you, the pool is so long. The pool was about half a football field, damn near, it felt like. I may be over-exaggerating, but I feel like it was at least 40, 50 yards long. So when we got in this pool, we had to get in it. We had to swim from one end to the other without stopping. We have to do a side stroke from once we get to that end. Once we go to the side, we have to side stroke it. And when we came back, we used to have to swim on our back. And then once we get back to the end, we have to float for a minute. So this one time, my Uncle Leon, Scoutmaster Leon, I jumped in the pool, and like, he was motivating me, so I'm swimming, I'm going. And he was there with me the entire time. And next thing I know, he stopped talking. And I'm like, oh shit, why he stopped talking? What the happened? I was at the end of the pool already. I done did the whole entire lap at that time. So that felt good for me. I tried out something new, swimming. I didn't, you know, swimming wasn't my thing. So that also prepared me when I got to high school you know, when we took swim class, like, that was fun to me. Being in the deep end was amazing to me. You know, I would never drown in the deep end because of that. But that little thing there, trying that, was amazing to me. So when we got to Michigan and we swam this long ass pool, this 50 yard, and like, it was the same thing again. He was there with me the entire way. Next thing you know, I'm swimming. I'm tired as hell. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, I did the whole entire lap, 50 yards there to the side, 50 yards back. Next thing you know, at the end of it, I'm just floating there, looking up at the sun, looking up at my Uncle Leon. And I was like, damn, what black kid, you know, could do this shit? And I'm looking at my squad and like, half them couldn't do what I just did. They didn't, you know, really grasp the concept of swimming like I did. You know, they weren't solely into it, you know what I'm saying? You know, people, a lot of black kids will get in the pool and play around in the pool, but like to actually swim and know what we're doing and trying, you know, new shit like that, that was amazing to me. But try new things in life. Like when I did sailing, it was new, it was fun. I learned a lot. I've met a lot of people in life throughout the different states that we traveled to. I would have never seen those states, you know, by sailing. Like, that's something I can take with me for the rest of my life. And I'm cool with people who are in a yacht club. You know what I'm saying? What black person do you know knows people in a yacht club, millionaires and shit? Like, I know people, you know, by trying shit like that. Because you never know what you can do by trying new things. You know, trying, you know, shit like that. Because you kind of network in that, you know, area. So, like, for me, I'm technology-based. So, like, I'm trying new things in that world. So, I'm learning everything that has to do with technology itself. So, there's so much that goes into it. I try damn near everything. I love it all. If somebody was like, hey, Rail, try journalism, I'm gonna be like, eh, I'll give it a try. Like, this whole podcasting thing, this is whole, you know, it's new to me. This is something was told to me since I was 17 that I had the personality to do this. But I was just like, eh. But now here I am years later, I'm doing it and I like it. Same thing, you know, going back to my Boy Scout days. There was like, how many people do you know could sit and say they was on a 100-foot zip line with no harness, just going down a zip line? Like, that shit was fun. How many people you know could sit and say that, oh, I've tried black powder gun shooting, I tried archery and shotgunning, all at the age of 9 and 10 while being black? You know what I'm saying? Horseback ride. We did so much amazing things. Fishing. You know what I'm saying? So much amazing thing that I've done because of that. Because I decided to stop. I used to be like, oh, Boy Scouts is lame. That shit gay. Like, nah, it ain't what the fuck you think. Like, it was a bunch of black hood motherfuckers. You know, we still the same motherfuckers, just in a uniform. You know what I'm saying? But it taught us how to be a man to survive out here on our own. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of stuff that we got taught. But, you know, people view trying new things. People are scared to try new things. And I feel like that's what holds a lot of people back. Their fear of failing also holds people back. But you'll never know if you pass or fail if you never try it. So if you try these things, try something new, try something, you know, not so much out of your comfortability zone, but try something, you know, a little extended range of something, and you never know what could happen. You know, don't get stuck on, oh, well, I don't know, you know, I don't think I can do it. You know, don't start doubting yourself. That's the worst thing you could do, is doubt yourself and never, because you fuck around and be 10, 30, 40 years from now and be like, man, I wish I would have done this years ago. Like, don't get stuck on what you wish you could have done when you could have been done it. Like what Birdman say? Then done it already. You know what I'm saying? But trying new things, to me, helps any and everybody out who has some sort of success in their life. Me, I have a lot of success in my life because I've tried new things. I will continue to try new things. You know what I'm saying? I was stuck at a job for 6 long years. And I'm like, man, I ain't gonna never get out of this motherfucker unless I try something new. So without even a plan, I feel like you should have a plan when you try new things. But without a plan, I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And then, you know, I'm in a better position. I'm in a great place today. But, you know, to each of his own. They'll get to that point. And I believe I said that was step 6 of trying new things. But step 7, the final step in what I was reading yesterday was take hella naps. This is hard for me because it's hard for me to nap. I can't just randomly nap throughout the day. One, because I work all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I work long hours. So it's hard for me to just take naps. And even when I'm off, I'm trying to do so many things because I don't want to miss, excuse me, I don't want to miss anything throughout the day. But the older you get, you kind of see that you don't miss anything out in these streets. You know, you're not missing nothing. So, you know, taking naps refreshes the body. So now I just reached 29, and when I am home from work, I get a nap in because, you know, everybody's out the house and it's just me. So I get a nap in. Like earlier today, you know, I was up early, you know, I made myself breakfast. I was on social media. I was watching a movie on my phone and that thing. And around maybe 11:30, 12, I started getting tired. So I decided to take a nap. And when I woke up, I felt amazing, man. Like, for real. I felt super refreshed. So that's why I decided to jump on this podcast. Like, you know, I got some ideas I wrote down from what I did yesterday. And I feel good. You know, I could jump into this. But definitely try to take a lot of naps, especially if you have a job where, you know, if you start early, end early, and you can still take a nap and wake up in enough time to do other things, do it. Or if you work from home or anything like that, yo, take a lot of naps. You know, it's very refreshing. Your body has to rest. That's one thing I'm learning in my life because I'm getting older and my body's not the same. My body tells me, it would literally tell you that you need rest. So definitely do that. So now I want to kind of jump into doers versus thinkers just a little bit. Some people, this is for the thinkers. People think all the time about what they want to do, or, you know, they think about, well, what should I put on today because of the weather's this? What should I wear? You know, shit like that. But like, when you think about what you want to do in your life and what to do in life, you're either a thinker who will think all the time or a doer. So people sometimes get stuck on an idea versus going out and trying it or doing it. And many people can have hella ideas, but can you execute it? Can you be a doer? So for me, I've always had ideas of doing stuff, but I'm fearless, so I don't have a fear of failing, so I will go do it. Some people, like I said earlier, have a fear of failing, and they have a fear of what people may think, and have a fear of, and then they start doubting themselves, so they never do it. Excuse me. You have to minimize those thoughts. You gotta kill that shit. You think Bill Gates and people like Oprah's punk ass, you know, you think they never failed? Of course they failed. Of course people had negative things to say. Of course they had, you know, people not on their bandwagon. Of course they own people didn't support them. Of course. But they didn't let that stop them from being a doer. They're doing it. They've done what they set out that they wanted to do. If you want to be a astronaut or some stupid, well, it's not stupid to be an astronaut, but if you want to do some shit like that, set them goals to do it. You know, get into the Air Force and learn what you need to learn and get into aerospace, and never know, you could be an astronaut. For me, it took me a long time, but I was thinking about, you know, the podcasting world, but it really got heavy to me last year. So that's why I started it last November. If you have a thought and you think it's something good and you think that you could progress in it, give it a try. Try it out. Do it. I say pitch it to your close ones, your A1, day one friends, your best friends, even your parents. Pitch it to them first and see, you know, their reaction to it. And then you worry about the rest of the world. Or even you don't even have to worry about the rest of the world. Because for me, I don't give a shit. If for those who are listening, if y'all never listened and only had just one listener, to be honest, I'm very happy with that one listener. Because that means to that one person that's listening, I'm touching them and they're listening long enough to that I have their attention. You know, so for me, I'm not worried about who all is listening and who all is sharing my shit. Who, you know, I don't, for me, analytics, when it comes to this, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I got people telling me all the time, especially my cousins, like, hey, you know, you can be making money doing all this shit, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I know. But it's sort of like, I feel like Lil Wayne in the sense of he has put out hella mixtapes and he's never got paid for one and still doesn't want to. That's how I want more income and shit in my life, but right now I'm at the point where, like, yo, I want to be heard. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about this type of, you know, the money behind this right now. I just want to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's later on I'm gonna reach somebody that's gonna be like, hey, yo, I like his voice. Hey, find him. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that's cool, but I've never been a person to want to do something for other people and look for a reward in that. My reward is you listening to me and you end up spreading the word about it. That's my reward for me personally. A lot of people wouldn't agree with that, but that's just me. I'm not looking to become a millionaire or some shit because of this. If that's where my life takes me, then, you know, great. I mean, I'm not expecting to become super big from this. It's, if powers may be that it happened, then, you know, it happened. But I was able to just do it. You know, it was a thought that I had and I did it. So I think people who are just thinkers become stagnant on that thought. But you have to write out a plan of how, why, and where you want to go with whatever you're thinking about, if you're trying to, especially if it's a business opportunity, you know, that you want to do, you know, set your goals and do it. You know, don't just get caught up on the idea, because you're going to always battle yourself, your own self. The worst critic in the world is your own self. You're going to always battle yourself, and you're either going to do it or not do it. So I hate for people to continuously preach about what they keep thinking about doing. Just do it. Like, it's a leap of faith, man. Like, it's like swimming. You're either going to jump in the water or not jump in the water. You're either going to jump in the water and see what happens and see if you progress into swimming or floating or doggy power, or you're just going to sit on the sideline and watch everybody else jump in the water and have fun, this, that, and the third. So either you're going to watch your life flash, you know, by your eyes and watch everybody else do what you said you wanted to do, or you're going to be out there with those people doing it. You know, it doesn't hurt to try shit. It doesn't hurt to fail. You know what I'm saying? The biggest success is failure. In my eyes, that's how you become successful. You have to fail in order to succeed. You know, I learned that my previous podcasting, I was kind of all over the place. I never really stuck to, you know, the subject. So, you know, even I was just told this again last night. I was saying this too, you know, find a lane and stick to it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're comfortable with just, you know, certain things that you know, stick to that. Don't try to jump into something that you don't know and you end up talking about it and it sounds like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? So if you find something that you like and you know a little something about it, read up on it, study it, learn it, master it. You know what I'm saying? Like I just said before with the stimulating the brain, master that shit and do it. So don't be a thinker, be a doer. Be out here doing what you want to do, what you got your mind, heart set on, you know, what your heart is set to do. You know, if you have an idea about creating a new cell phone that does something new that these other phones don't do, learn it. Learn, you know, the technology of how the functionality of the phone and how to put apps in it and, you know, learn all of that and learn how to create what it is that you want it to do specifically that others don't do. And then, you know, you'll be a success story. So you always have people that are going to be doers and thinkers. Don't be a thinker. Don't do that. Do not do that because you're going to be stuck in life. Your entire life, you're going to be stuck. And you don't want to be stuck. That's the position nobody wants to be. Nobody wants to be stuck in their life. You know what I'm saying? So if you can, no. There's no if in this. You're going to be the person that's going to, after listening to this podcast, you're going to be a person who's going to be a doer. You know, plan things out. Definitely plan out things that you want to do. So with that being said, I hope that I touched somebody. I hope that this podcast was a little more better than the other ones. This episode, I kind of mapped this one out this time. I actually wrote things out, and I like this format better because I can talk about, you know, what everything that I as you can hear in this podcast, you can I'm explaining more, you know, I stick to the subject more. But, you know, like always, you know, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for all the support that you've been giving me so far. You can catch me on Facebook at Terrell Redmond. You can catch me on this app, Anchor. You can catch me on Spotify. You can catch me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. So don't forget to always follow, subscribe, and share. You can catch me at HellRail1290 on Instagram. You can catch me at Dilla2112, I believe, on Snapchat. Don't quote me. I really don't know my Snapchat name. But you can also, like on my Instagram, on HellRail1290, on my Instagram, my link is my podcast link is in my Instagram. So when you go to it, you can also leave me a voice message on my podcast and I can listen to whatever you want. So if you want to share it, some ideas or anything like that, like I said, text me, inbox me, whatever. And you can also do it that way. I'm gonna give a few shout outs. Shout out to my baby boo, who has a eyelash business out here. It's called Prissy Nation. Ladies, if you want, you know, certain styles of, well, my lady's selling certain styles of eyelashes. So, you know, if you want more info about that, hit me up and I'll shed some more light about that. But Prissy Nation, be on the lookout for that 2020. Be on the lookout, if you haven't already, enjoyed Ashley Eats Chicago. My homegirl Ashley has her own catering company. Be on the lookout for my boy Josiah Josiah D'Amore. He's an upcoming music artist. He's a fucking genius at work. Be on the lookout for him. He already dropped two projects, V-Time and 1119. Catch that on Apple Music. Download that now. It's amazing. I'm telling y'all, that R&B feel, that, you know, is back. You know, catch that wave. So catch out my best friend in the whole entire world, Gina, Williams, my best friend in the whole world. Catch her clothing line. It's Infinity with an E. She has a clothing brand. She has hoodies, hats, t-shirts, a lot of other things of that nature. So shout out to her business. And everybody I name is black. So people with these businesses and everything are black owned. I will always support. I support any and all, but I will definitely support black owned. So I love all of y'all. Thanks for y'all support. Thank you for listening. And this has been it for another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy, Rail.